Hi, this is Abigail from Family First Care. Who am I speaking with, please?
Speaking to Nathaniel Boyland, L-A-N-D.
What's your first name? Sorry, I didn't catch that.
Nathaniel Boyland.
Okay. Just a second, please. Okay, so I just want to run through the basic process with you, just so you know a little bit about it.
Okay.
Before we get started with anything.
Okay.
Okay, so, sorry. So, when you apply for the services, you need to get approved by the state and the county. The state's approval is through the company named Maximus. They will have two in-home assessments with you to see if you are eligible for the services. And then we will have to collect some financial documents for the county. Once we have that approval from the county as well, we can move along with discussing hours, which is with another assessment with an assigned service coordinator that you will have. That's at the end of the process. Usually it takes about 6 weeks, give or take a few, depending on if we can get through the patient
or
the caregiver. Sorry? About 6 weeks. Yes.
Okay.
And depending if we can hear back from the county, if we get the answer from them, that will also take some time. Like 2 weeks. I just want to let you know this before you get started so you know exactly what's happening, okay?
Okay, it's going to be a process. Okay.
It's a bit of a process, but then once we're done with the process, we will be paying your caregiver at the end, and you will be enrolled in our agency, and you will get your home care services. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, so before I give you the number to call to schedule the first assessment, I just want to confirm, are you making more than $2,900 a month?
No.
Okay. How about, do you own a home or a car?
I don't.
Hello?
No, I don't. I'm sorry.
Okay. No home or car?
No, I don't.
Okay, how about, do you have any assets, whether it's in the bank, in savings, cash value, object, anything for over $8,000?
No, I don't, no.
Okay, I'm just asking
you
these questions because the government sometimes runs into issues if a patient has any large assets. So I need to confirm this with you before we start with anything.
I don't have none of that, no.
Okay, no problem. Are you married?
No, I'm not.
Are you living with minors? Any minors in your home?
Just minors are where I stay at, yes, but they're not mines, yes.
You're in a shelter?
I'm not in a shelter. I stay with my nephew right now. And he's pretty much taking care of me anyway, so I figure why not see if I can help him get paid while he takes care of me.
Yeah. And then his children are in the home?
Yes, he has children in the home, yes.
Okay. Fine, that's fine.
I'm sorry if you hear me moaning and groaning in the back. I just had a procedure done today.
No problem. Okay, I hope you feel better soon. I hope you feel better soon. Okay, so now that we just went through that, Jasmine gave you the number to schedule the assessment with the broker, correct?
She gave me the number to what?
The 877 number?
Yeah, the 877 number, yes.
Okay, so when we hang up, you'll call that number to schedule the assessment?
Okay.
Okay, and then just one more thing before we go. I want to let you know, At this assessment that you schedule with the broker, they will give you a doctor's form to fill out by your doctor. But
sure.
if you would like, usually what we do is I have someone call you from the telehealth company. It's a company that we work with, and they can fill out the doctor's form over the phone. And like this, you won't have to go to your doctor.
That's okay, because I see my doctor once a month, my primary care doctor once a month.
Okay, so I'll have them call you, okay?
Okay.
It will be a New York number coming up, just so you can look out for that. That
okay.
will probably be them, okay?
And what area code would that be?
Either 718, maybe 917, 904. It's probably 718, though.
Okay, all right, thank you. Ooh.
And then I also want you to save my number because you got transferred from Jasmine to me. I have my own direct line. So
what's
if you
your
can
name?
Save my number. My name is Abigail. I'm the enrollment coordinator here at Family First Care. If you have any questions.
A-I-B-G-A-L?
A-B-I.
A-B-I-G-A-L.
G-I-A-L? G-A-I-L.
Okay, Abigail. Okay.
So if you ever, yeah, my number is 267-551-7438. And you can call that number or...
551,
yes.
Sorry, I didn't get the last
no problem. Sorry, 267-551-7438.
7438, okay.
Okay, you can call or text that number. If you have any questions, I'm always here. You can help me. Sorry. You can text me. I'm happy to help you. Sorry about
I'm sorry.
That.
I'm in a little pain. I told you I just got a procedure done today, and I'm in pain.
Yeah, no problem. I'm just letting you know. You can call or text my number if you need, okay?
Okay, thank you. Oh.
Okay, and when you schedule with the broker now after we hang up, if you can please text me with the date and time that you scheduled for, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, great. Amazing. So we'll be in touch, okay?
All right, I'm going to call the broker now. Thank you.
Amazing. Okay, let me know.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Feel good.